DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Now for a look at some of this coming week's radio highlights, starting with Saturday, May 9th. And Key Changes. It's an essential history of classical music. It's on Radio 3, Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Hardy's Women, Jude the Obscure, episode 2 of 3. We mentioned this in last week's episode. Jude the Obscure, an adaptation of Thomas Hardy's final novel, the 1895 tale of Wessex stonemason Jude Fawley. Jude the Obscure, episode 2 of 3, Radio 4, at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Milk of Paradise, a dramatisation of the novel by Alain Fournier, is on Radio 4 Extra at 5. Well, on to the evening, Psychiatrist's Chair, remembering Anthony Clare's interview series, Radio 4 at 8 p.m. Alternatively, an hour of vintage comedy on Radio 4 Extra. The Eric Morecambe and Ernie Wise Show, 8 o'clock, Radio 4 Extra on Saturday night, followed by Beyond Our Ken, 8:30 p.m, also on Radio 4 Extra. On to Sunday, May 10th, and Don Quixote is something we're focusing on again this week. It's part two of the drama on Radio 4. Jason Watkins and Mackenzie Crook star. But first, opening lines. John York explores the work of Don Quixote at 2:45 on Sunday afternoon, followed by part two of the drama on Radio 4 at 3 p.m. The Round Britain Quiz, Scotland versus Northern Ireland, is on Radio 4 at 4:30 on Sunday afternoon. Or the East Light, a visit to the lighthouse on Rathlin Island, Radio 4, 7:15 p.m. There's poetry, prose and music in Words and Music on Radio 3 at 7:45. While a celebration of all things David Attenborough. Yes, the great man is celebrating 100 years on this planet. David Attenborough at 100, Radio 2, 8 p.m. on Sunday. Let's round up some of the programmes then that are serialised Monday to Friday, same time, each day, same radio station. So each day of the week, same time, same radio station. And the story of fatherhood, how the role has evolved over time. Radio 4, 11 a.m. Book of the Week, Weimar, by Katia Hoyer. Radio 4, 11:45 in the morning, all week. The story of the UK's water industry is Rinsed. Radio 4, at 1:45 in the afternoon. Alternatively, on the same time on Radio 4 Extra, The Little Otleys, a dramatisation of the novels by Ada Leveson. 1:45, Radio 4 Extra. Composer of the Week, Florence Price, Radio 3 at 4 o'clock, Monday to Friday. Well, there's Relaxed Evenings with Seb Soames, music to recharge and relax. 7 p.m, Classic FM, all week. And Book of Bedtime, Hunger and Thirst, a thriller by Claire Fuller. Radio 4, rounding off your evening every night at 10:45 p.m. On to Monday, May 11th, and the Bottle Factory Outing, a discussion of the comic novel with extracts performed by Sue Johnston and Jonathan Keeble. Radio 4 Extra, 3 o'clock, Monday afternoon. In the Radio 4 comedy slot, The Unbelievable Truth, the comedy panel game, 6:30 p.m, Radio 4. Also on Monday, a Charles Paris mystery, Dead Room Farce, with Bill Nighy on Radio 4 Extra at 5 p.m. With a case for Paul Temple at 5:30 p.m. on Radio 4 Extra. Tuesday, May 12th, Classical Live, works by Mozart, Vivaldi and Schubert on Radio 3 at 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. The Sisters Who Took on a Dictator is the subject of History's Heroes on Radio 4 at 3 o'clock on Tuesday. What's Up Docs focuses on the biology of calcium on Radio 4 at 4:30 p.m. Well, the first Private Eye, The Life of Pinkerton, is on Radio 4 Extra at the same time, 4:30, Tuesday afternoon. Radio 3 in Concert on Tuesday evening has works by Haydn, Beethoven and Stravinsky. 7:30pm, Radio 3. Well, we're mid-May, which means only one thing, Eurovision. Yes, the Eurovision Song Contest is on all next week, and it's the semi-finals on Radio 2 at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night for Eurovision. And as it is a Tuesday, they have the latest news for the blind and partially sighted. In Touch, Radio 4, 8:40pm with Peter White. Wednesday, May 13th, To Catch a King, the first of a seven-part investigation into people smuggling. Radio 4, 9:30, Wednesday morning. Bethany is the drama on Radio 4 on Wednesday afternoon, and it is a spy thriller, we're told. 2:15 for Bethany on Radio 4. Alimur's Song is a clue to the origin of human music on Radio 4 at 3:30 on Wednesday afternoon. And John Tothill Forgives Your Sins, a stand-up special on Radio 4 at 6:30pm. As it's Wednesday, the folk show with Mark Radcliffe is on Radio 2 at 9pm. Thursday, May 14th, and this cultural life has opera star Dame Felicity Lott telling her love of Francis and Richard Strauss on Radio 4 on Thursday morning at 11. The fall dramatisation of a story by Stacey Ormonia on Radio 4 Extra at 11:30 Thursday morning. And Classical Live has works by Bach, Ravel and Vivaldi. Radio 3, 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon. And How Children Learn by Talking. Word of Mouth, Radio 4, 3:30 Thursday afternoon. And I mentioned Eurovision earlier. The semi-finals, second semi-final, takes place Thursday night, Radio 2, 8pm. Finally, for this week, Friday, May 15th. And the food programme, The Future of Our Fruit and Veg, is very much the focus on Radio 4 at 11am. The second of a four-part drama series on Radio 4 on Friday afternoon, Limelight, Wraith. It's a drama about an out-of-control AI. 2:15, Radio 4. How Success Ruined Me, the story of Fred Barnes with Roy Hudd, Radio 4 Extra at 3 o'clock. And A Funny Business, Eric Morecambe recalls his early days, also on Radio 4 Extra at 4:30pm. The News Quiz, the topical comedy panel game, is on Radio 4 at 6:30 on Friday night. While Songs and Music by Rodgers and Hammerstein is the focus of Friday Night is Music Night on Radio 3 at 7:30pm. If you fancy something a little different, a Eurovision-themed disco with Sophie Ellis-Bextor's Kitchen Disco. 9 o'clock, Radio 2, rounding off your week and rounding off our highlights as well. Thank you to Angela. May I wish you a peaceful, safe and enjoyable one of radio listening.
Now for the audio described television programmes for Saturday the 9th of May to Friday the 15th of May, compiled by Lisa and read by Demi. On BBC One on Saturday the 9th, you can catch up with hospital drama Casualty at 8:45pm, when the team rally to respond to a suspected gas explosion. Then Light Relief at 9:30 with Lee Mack in popular comedy Not Going Out. Match of the Day at 10:20 has highlights of today's football action with full commentary and analysis. Over on BBC Two, at 6:20pm there's a documentary, Maggie Smith at the BBC, celebrating the life of the acclaimed actor, followed by one of her last films, The Miracle Club, at 7:20. Also starring Laura Linney, it's a comedy drama about three Dublin women on a pilgrimage to Lourdes. Late night film comedy is provided by The Producers at 11:45, the classic 1968 version starring Gene Wilder. ITV1's offerings are limited today, with Celebrity Catchphrase at 6pm and action fantasy movie The Dark Knight Rises at 9:20. This is the concluding part of the Christian Bale Batman trilogy. Channel 4 has much more variety, starting with Kirsty and Phil's Love It or List It at 4:25pm, this week featuring a six-bedroom property in Stockport. Followed by Jamie's Ultimate Barbecue at 5:30, in which the cheeky chappy chef presents tips on grilling lamb and steak. There's Steam Train Diaries at 7, following the progress of an 88-year-old steam engine on the steepest section of the North Yorks Moors Railway. At 8pm, step inside the world's most secret hotels, including a Swiss mountain retreat built into the rock. Finally, there's movie action at 9pm in The Equalizer, a crime thriller starring Denzel Washington. Now for Sunday. Daytime options include Best Bakes Ever at 11:30 on BBC Two and presented by Jane Asher, and Love Your Garden at 12:40 on ITV1, featuring a family garden full of fun for preschool children. Channel 4 has live football action with commentary from 12 noon with the semi-final of the Women's FA Cup, Liverpool versus Brighton. On BBC One at 5pm, it's Wild London, in which Sir David Attenborough turns his attention to his own backyard, uncovering the wildlife hidden across London. Then there's drama at 9 with part 3 of The Cage, starring Sheridan Smith. More football commentary and analysis is available at 10:30 in Match of the Day, featuring highlights of the day's Premier League action. More wildlife over on BBC Two at 6:15pm with Badgers, Secrets of the Set. Sir David Attenborough narrates. At 8pm, it's the Elon Musk Show, part one of the inside story of the tech entrepreneur's journey to becoming the world's richest man. Then at 9pm, Simon Reeve visits Svalbard and Lapland in Scandinavia with Simon Reeve. ITV1 has a bit of afternoon fun at 3:10pm with the romantic comedy Mamma Mia, featuring the music of ABBA. In complete contrast, there's part one of fact-based drama Believe Me at 9pm, following the victims of serial sex offender John Warboys and their fight to get justice. Over on Channel 4, there's sci-fi movie The Day the Earth Stood Still at 4:35pm, starring Keanu Reeves, and at 7pm, catch The Great Celebrity Bake Off. This is followed by Cruising to the Ends of the Earth at 8pm, in which cruise ship The Royal Princess drops anchor in Alaska. Alison Hammond hosts Your Song at 9pm, which this week comes from London, and finally catch up with the armchair TV critics in Gogglebox at 10:05pm. Turning now to this week's soap schedule. Monday is EastEnders at 7:30pm on BBC One, and Emmerdale and Corrie on ITV One at 8 and 8:30pm respectively. Tuesday's got EastEnders at 7:30 and Emmerdale and Corrie at 8 and 8:30pm. Wednesday, it's EastEnders at 7:30 with Emmerdale and Corrie at 8 and 8:30pm. Thursday is EastEnders at 7:30 with Emmerdale at 8 and Corrie at 8:30pm. Friday has Emmerdale at 8 and Corrie at 8:30pm. Moving on to Monday, the 11th of May. BBC One has Homes Under the Hammer at 11:30am and Celebrity Escape to the Country at 2:30. Meanwhile, over on ITV One, David and the team visit Wolverhampton in Dickinson's Real Deal at 2pm. MasterChef is BBC One's primetime offering at 8pm, followed by part 7 of drama series Mint at 9pm. There's a well-regarded late-night film at 11:10, romantic comedy, What's Love Got to Do with It, starring Lily James and Emma Thompson. BBC Two has a new series at 6:30 p.m, Great Central Asian Railway Journeys with Michael Portillo, following the Silk Road through Uzbekistan. Then it's part two of the Elon Musk Show at 8 p.m, a fascinating and moving documentary at 9 p.m, Children of the Blitz, in which some of the last remaining people who witnessed the mass aerial bombing of towns and cities across Britain share their memories. ITV1 is part two of Believe Me at 9 p.m, and over on Channel 4 there's Chateau DIY at 5 p.m, and a new series of The Doghouse at 8 p.m, where staff at Wood Green Rescue Centre try to find forever homes for abandoned pooches. A lot less cosy is part two of Love Cheats at 10 p.m, in which Colleen shares her story of being scammed by her fiancé. And so to Tuesday. BBC One has a double bill of Homes Under the Hammer at 11:30 and Bargain Hunt at 12:15, whilst over on ITV One at 2 p.m, Dickinson's Real Deal visits Blackpool. Prime time on BBC One is devoted to the Eurovision Song Contest semi-final at 8 p.m, live from Vienna, followed by part three of drama Half Man, and at 10:55, starring Richard Gadd and Jamie Bell. Over on BBC Two, Michael Portillo visits a secretive piece of Soviet Cold War engineering in Great Central Asian Railway Journeys at 6:30. And Alan Carr returns at 8 p.m. in part four of Interior Design Masters. Documentary time at 9:45 with This Is a Bomb, the Nevada Casino Heist, the true story of the 1980 extortion plot. At 11 p.m, there's another documentary, Growing Up Jewish, following four Jewish youngsters as they prepare for their bar mitzvahs. The late night movie at 11:50 is the acclaimed The Theory of Everything, starring Eddie Redmayne as scientist Stephen Hawking. Slim pickings on ITV1, but it'll be all right on the night at 10:45, might provide some chuckles with more celebrity blips and bloopers. Channel 4 has more Chateau DIY at 5 p.m. and part two of Jamie's Ultimate Barbecue at 8 p.m. This time, Jamie's doing butterflied leg of lamb and spicy chicken kebabs. Let's hope it doesn't rain. Then there's an intriguing documentary at 10 p.m, Wrestling with Trump, in which Munya Chihuahua travels to the US to investigate the unlikely link between Donald Trump and the theatrical world of spandex and body slams. Don't tell Melania. It's Wednesday, and BBC One has Celebrity Escape to the Country at 2:30 p.m, featuring Janet Street Porter, followed by The Repair Shop on the Road at 3:45. Homes Under the Hammer pops up on BBC Two at 11:30 a.m, visiting the fair city of Leeds. And Channel 4 has Find It, Fix It, Flog It at 12:10 p.m. BBC One's evening highlights include Race Across the World at 8 p.m. and Amanda Land at 9. Over on BBC Two, Michael Portillo reaches Samarkand at 6:30 on his railway journey, and there's a new series at 7:30, The Future with Hannah Fry. This week, the mathematician investigates the latest anti-aging techniques. Catch the final part of the Elon Musk Show at 8 and the last episode of 2026 at 10, starring Hugh Bonneville. Alison Hammond hosts For the Love of Dogs on ITV1 at 7:30 p.m. and meets an excitable husky. Italian crime drama A Taste for Murder continues at 9 p.m. Over on Channel 4, Chateau DIY is in Brittany at 5 p.m. and there's serious documentary at 9 p.m. in Salisbury Poisonings, The Untold Story. Now for Thursday. Catch more Homes Under the Hammer at 11:30 on BBC One and the repair shop on the road at 3:45. Channel 4 has more Find It, Fix It, Flog It at 12:10. The evening schedule on BBC One is taken over again by Eurovision with the semi-final live from Vienna at 8 p.m. Over on BBC Two, Michael Portillo travels the Trans-Caspian Railway on the next leg of his train adventure, and there's another heat of MasterChef at 8 presented by Grace Dent. At 9 p.m, it's Saving Lives at Sea, this week responding to an emergency in Wales when a swimmer is caught in a riptide. Gentler action at 10 p.m. in Mortimer and Whitehouse, Gone Fishing. This week, Bob and Paul are fishing for bass in Norfolk. Graham Norton pops up on ITV1 at 9 p.m. for episode 8 of The Neighbourhood. More Chateau DIY at 5 p.m. on Channel 4. And at 8 p.m, Paul Merton has lots of fun with Trains in Germany in Paul Merton Driving Amazing Trains. At 9 p.m, it's part 6 of Taskmaster, featuring Joanna Page and Armando Iannucci, amongst other celebs. And now it's Friday the 15th of May. BBC One's daytime highlight is the final episode of Father Brown at 2 p.m. And in the evening, we've reached the quarterfinal stage of MasterChef at 8 p.m. At 9:30, it's comedy with Mrs. Brown's boys when Agnes becomes a podcast sensation. On BBC Two at 6:30, Michael Portillo ends his great railway journey in the Kizzikillam Desert, where he meets a nomadic tribe. Then at 7 p.m, Carol Klein and D'Armud Gavin visit three glorious plots as they continue their hunt for Northern Ireland's best garden in Greatest Gardens. At 9 p.m, it's a new series of Hidden Treasures of the National Trust, this week featuring Agatha Christie's holiday home in Devon. ITV1 is Breaking Dad at 7:30 p.m, in which Bradley and Barney Walsh reach the Gold Coast, the halfway point of their Australian adventure. Graham Norton returns at 9 p.m. with another episode of The Neighbourhood, and the competition is hotting up. A more serious tone on Channel 4 with Unreported World at 7:30. Sahar Zand investigates spiritual healers in the Philippines. Are they saints or scammers? Then something lighter at 8 p.m. Perfect Pub Walks with Alexander Armstrong. Comedian Chris McCausland joins Alexander in Monmouthshire. Followed by Gogglebox at 9 with more wit and wisdom from the armchair critics. Then First Dates rounds off the schedule at 10 p.m. this week. Will singer Lee hit the right notes with burlesque dancer Deborah? Let's hope so. And that concludes this week's TV listings. Hopefully there is something here for everyone. Bye for now.
TNF Soundings.